it's an honor and a blessing to be here. I am deeply been saddened by this whole movement, and you know, and it just touched me more than being anyone else. And there is a lot of work to do around this, but giving honor and respect to Pastor of all of that, Pastor Humphrey. I'll give this man a great round of applause. Pastor Zachary, and also Minister Keith Mohammed. God bless you. I've seen so much in my 74 years here on this earth, this has been happening to my peoples. This is something that started 500 years ago. You know, there was, it talks about the Jews, 6 million Jews on the Holocaust, was that was 30 million blacks on the Holocaust slaughter. You understand what I mean? And the thing over here, right in my hometown, Dothan, Alabama, there they killed my cousin. He was a policeman there. The chief of police killed him. And got away with it. I had two of my other cousins killed there. Two hanging in my family within the last 4 years. Okay, so it's something that's happening all over the nation. Every family has got a story to tell about their own family and their friends. Amen. You know, but today the time is some crucial time for people to band together for justice. On one of the flyers that I have on the restitution reparations, that help us to balance the scales of justice. You know, and the only way we can balance the scales of justice by sticking together and working together, and no one is putting no one else down. The police in this city here, there's so much is going on right now that people not aware of, you know. They're attacking people behind the Oscar Grant, getting killed. They are attacking people in the community like crazy right now. I mean, they just ridiculing a lot of people. I live in the Fruitvale area. I travel out in East Oakland, you know, and I got a large family of friends and everything, and what happened to them and a lot of the friends and everything by police, no reason at all. They just jacking people up and just pulling them over. So they got attacked. We saw this going on for many, many years here, you know, and right here in this city here. So it's time for the truth to be told, and to be able to, at the same time, all of this going on with the park police, we got to involve the Oakland police. And we have to, I see it as standing against them for, number one, violating a lot of civil rights, because there's a lot of civil rights are being violated right now by the Oakland police. Okay? So these are some of the things that I want to say. You know, I'm here because of all of the things that Reverend Bruford spoke on, and all of the violations, the contaminated soil here. I have a lawsuit that was dismissed from court that have all of these things in it. All of these charges and all of these violations against the city and against the state is already in this case. And this case can be put back into court. It can be put back into court underneath of the leadership right here. You know, so that's what makes a difference, is when we can stand up with the truth in the old courts and hold them accountable for it, because of there's a lot here that need to be done around what's going on today. In the Fruitville district there, I heard a policeman told a little black kid once, "I'm gonna give you $100 ticket every time I see you riding back here on the streets." The thing was to keep black people off the Fruitville street there for a while. When they did this big write-up a couple of years ago on these 20-some black girls and arrested a lot of them and everything for prostitutes, those were lies. A lot of these kids were high school kids, and there was lies. It was a thing of it, they get them off the Fruitville, okay? And I'll tell you, all over this community now, you don't see too many women walking their children, not even in daytime. You can drive all around Oakland during the day and everything, and you see a very few people out walking on the streets. Because things here is just the police's, they're so doggish and everything that they have dogged out the people's in the community for so long. And so, but it's time for us to stand together with the truth, okay? And I want to applaud everyone here, and I thank God for you all. Now, the reparation movement that we're going forward with here is money that's owed to black people. And I don't want anyone to please get offended, but two weeks ago, the Filipinos received reparation for all of their people serving in World War II. The Jews have received reparation. The Chinese have received reparation. So many other nationalities have received reparation. But I have the proof today, reparation money was allocated for black people under which the Freeman Bureau was the Bureau for the 40 acres and the mule. The money is still being paid out today, but blacks are not getting it. I want you to know we have roughly 2 million black people that is homeless in America. We have about 30 million black people is paying rent. And that's ridiculous. Today, all these people should have their own home paid for by Congress. That's bailout for black people. Plus $50,000, $10,000, travel on with it. Okay, so I want to file just for my family, because I have so much on my family. I have the proof that there's over 2 million people in my family from 7 family tree books. And I have every slave master in Barker County in Clayton, Alabama, even what a hanging tree was. And a lot of the people knew them that was hung in my family. And the government said, we didn't buy and sell slaves, only the slave master did that. I have to prove that they're lying. They sold my great-grandfather twice, bought it from the government. And I have all the proof of that on paper. And not only him, a lot more of my family. So, from 7 family tree folks. So, but the spirit says, I can't do that. So we have a spirit that will not die, but we have to use that. You know, and I'm going forward as far as I can with this. And if anyone, and I'm hoping that I want to sit down with the leaders here and share this case, Minister Mohammed, we've been meeting for a long time around this, and he have a top copy of some of it, but to be able to seek justice, we have to hold the people accountable. You know, there are things that we have to do legally, and I knew a lot about the law, and I haven't. You know, I sued the city, I sued the state, I sued the mayor, I sued the governor. In this lawsuit, I sued everybody, and they all linked to slavery. PG&E and all the railroad companies in America. and ask you, tell the truth about it, all the blacks in America is partnership, part owners of all the railroad companies, because they give them all of the Emancipation Proclamation money that Dr. Martin Luther King was coming to. It was passed by Congress and it was released, but blacks didn't get it. They give it to the slave masters and the railroad companies. So that's how the railroad built their railroads and everything, with out of money, out of people that slaves, and our meal that we should get, that meal is still good today. We want the money for that meal. That's an army meal. And the army still exists, doesn't it? But we have to go by telling the truth. I thank you and the Oscar Grant family. I sympathize for y'all. Anything that I can do and we can do here, I'll be with everyone to do that. But thank you all and God bless you.